The Sentai Review, Episode 83, Kamen Rider X. Alright, welcome back to the Sentai Review. I'm going to pull this tab down again, just like we did last time, and now we got the tab, and everything's okay, and we are riding motorcycles again.
We're back on the bikes.
Did I say riding? Rooting? Riding?
Riding.
Riding! This is going to be a good episode. William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Curry, the proto guy.
And he's not making lickies.
I'm not looking over there. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, look at that. We're here now.
And no lickies.
Yeah, still.
Kamen Rider X?
1974?
Huh.
And yes, we are in 74, you're right.
Kamen Rider X, 1974.
All right. Does this guy's bike fly?
I'm kind of wondering.
Maybe
it has propellers and jet engines.
I'm not even looking suit. I'm looking at the fucking bike.
I'm guessing maybe it floats.
Like a
submarine bike?
There you go. That's kind of what I was thinking. That would be doable because it's a motorcycle.
And the engine and the water.
Well, here's something that might help because, as a matter of technicality, the way that the Sentai show works, the vehicles count as part of the robo review, which Kamen Rider, as far as I know, has no robo.
There's no way we're going to be. Oh, man, that would be. I wonder if you just fucked us into doing a goddamn bike review after this. Fucking
Kamen Rider bikes.
No, because since there's no robo, fuck on that. We ain't doing it. We already have too much shit piled up.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
You just put bikes into the robos.
Said they asked for it. This is all your fault.
It's
Remember
true.
That.
That's your fault
Remember
that we end
that.
Up having to do bikes.
Fans, if you ask for this, I will come to your house personally because at my job I only get 35 hours a fucking week and get no fucking money. I will have time to roam the countryside looking for you sons of bitches.
No, wait. A better idea. Wait until we get to the 20th one, then ask for the bikes.
Oh, you mean like they've done in the past where we get like almost through Sentai and they're like, do Kamen Rider! Fuck.
Dude, we were actually getting, on the very first video, like the long one that was like an hour, we did like six reviews
and
the first night.
And we broke it down for the
that,
YouTube.
That was already getting questions about Kamen Rider, that far back.
Yeah, it's
so I
true.
Knew this shit was coming. Next. Oh, shit.
Poseidon?
Is
that Friday? Fucking Blue Devil down there? What the
I'm more or less looking at...
Is this Kamen Rider fighting Atlantis?
I'm thinking
curse that's... you, merciful Poseidon!
I'm going to go ahead and say he's fighting Poseidon. And a devil.
His,
this guy is broke.
His transformed thing went back to being a fan.
Yeah.
I like the
little scarf sash.
I like the gray silver.
Yeah, I'm digging the gray black silver.
I like that combination. I like this is a, I'm actually the scarf is also black
weird.
And yellow, if I'm right.
And you can see the
there's some
the
red on
it
too,
piece.
Isn't there?
No, I thought that I
isn't
thought
that
was just the chest piece that's in
I
the
think
front.
That's part of it. That's red, yellow,
red, yellow
black.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually like this costume a lot. The helmet and you know it mimics the others. You know the bug continuing the
right
bug, continuing the bug thing. Like it's got the V. It's got the black V and
a red V.
And
it
a
looks
red
like
V right below it. The color scheme is what I like about this. It really works. Other than like. I haven't really been impressed with one of these costumes since the first one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, no, you haven't been impressed ever since Adapt-A-Hand.
Oh, right. Goodwill Rider was pretty
Goodwill sweet. Rider.
You're right. Adapt-A-Hand was pretty neat.
Next.
Kamen Rider X.
I don't know if it works. The colors work. This is...
Yeah, but the mouth is the only thing that's bugging me for some reason.
Buns!
I think it's because the mouth keeps reminding me of fucking Saiyan armor. And considering the fact that off, you know, the microphones, we were doing a Dragon Ball Z discussion amongst ourselves. I think that might be why. But still, like, that's really the only thing throwing me is, like, everything else looks normal, and then we're back to... Up, Akira Toriyama stole more shit.
There's something I should bring up about
Toriyama.
About the mouthpiece, but we'll see. We'll see with the pictures. So.
Next.
The insides.
Oh, and we forgot to mention that there were putties he was fighting back there.
He looks more machine than Bio.
He looks way. He looks way more machine than the other guys.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the green muscle-looking stuff, I'm not assuming that those are wires. I'm assuming he still is...
They did explain it, that basically what these guys were is they were created, they were experimented on by, like, an evil organization.
So, like, the androids from the Red Ribbon...
Kind of, Dr. Drew. And they were going to be used as weapons, okay. But yeah, they escaped before the brainwashing took effect.
And so when do we get to Kamen Rider Arnie?
Do they have a...
I'm sorry, you said the fucking Red Ribbon Army androids. We had Android Arnie. Where's Kamen Rider Arnie? Yeah.
They're cyborgs.
Who?
Androids.
Well, if you get really technical, in Japanese series, they refer to themselves as artificial humans.
Yeah.
Then we called them androids, but then she had a baby.
Because she was mostly human.
Yeah, not buying it.
Data can't have a baby.
He can create
a... Well, as a matter of technicality... As a matter of a technicality...
He's completely android.
But then they were supposed to be, too. They were called artificial humans, and then here in America we called them androids, and then she had a baby.
Well, yeah.
But you know what?
Because Dr. Briefs is a fucking genius, that's why he has all the money.
He's got to be something.
Bulma is part of the richest family in all of Earth and Dragon Ball, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, no,
Christ
they are
sakes.
They even... We even got to see their blueprints. They were 100% machine. He even found a way to turn them off.
And when they wished the bomb to be removed, it's not like that fixed you. It's just a bomb.
Yeah.
Now you can't go boom. Doesn't mean that now your uterus is ready for babies.
I almost feel like they were supposed to be cyborgs, but then if they're supposed to be cyborgs, you also have to ask the question, how were they just, like, turned off? Because they were turned off for, like, years. They were just sitting in a pod.
Yeah.
And they were comparable to 16.
100% android.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, 19 and 20... were people that had their brains transferred to robotic bodies.
Yeah.
So what Much are like 17 and 18?
I thought they were like a percentage was still human.
They were actually human.
But we saw their blueprints.
Yes.
They're robots.
Yeah. So they would have to be fucking cyborgs. Well, especially considering the fact that they've bled. You can only bleed if you have blood inside of you.
17, when he was getting his ass whooped by Cell, was bleeding. Even against Piccolo when they had the fight, he was bleeding.
What?
So you look at the T-1000, a.k.a. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator. He bleeds.
He was bleeding.
I don't remember blood on 17.
You honestly don't?
I really don't. I remember getting those stupid little black marks like he likes to draw on his characters to make them look beat up, but I don't remember him actually, like, bleeding red blood.
I could have sworn he did.
Man, now you question
it. It might not have been a big gash or anything like that, but...
No. I mean, 17 took one hell of a...
If he does bleed, if he honestly bleeds...
Now you question
him. No. If he honestly bleeds And this has nothing to do with this Rider episode, to be fair.
To be fair.
But if he honestly believes...
Well, other than
bleeds,
the fact that we're trying to figure out android or cyborg.
Well,
here.
See, he's a cyborg.
Yeah.
There's no question. He's a cyborg. But the thing that's confusing is that here in America, we called them androids.
Yes, we did.
And we always have called them androids.
Yes.
And so you would think that in Japan, since she had a kid, they would have called her a cyborg. But they don't. She is specifically referenced as an artificial human.
Yeah.
Meaning she's never been a person.
She is completely robotic.
But she had a kid.
And that kid is not... That's not a robo-baby. That's 100% human baby.
Yeah, that's 100% looks like female Krillin.
Yeah. That is a baby. Not robo-baby.
So I'm going to go ahead and put a fucking forgetful Toriyama stamp right here.
Toriyama.
And we're just going to move on to the next picture.
All right, fair enough. There's him sitting on his scuba bike.
scuba bike.
What's the fucking propellers? I'm
God
sorry.
Damn it. The more, you the more you guys say that, the more I keep thinking of 006 by fucking MC Chris. My ride becomes a boat and I start cruising down the coast.
Next.
All right.
He's a fencer.
Oh, is he? Oh, that like might it. Actually yeah. give a little more credence to his scarf.
Yeah.
And his gloves, for that matter.
Whatever, it's wicked as hell. I like this costume a lot.
Next.
Peace, bitches.
Check out those guys.
Yeah, except for the guys behind.
They look like a evil Pokemon team. Like they should.
Oh, you mean like the new Pokemon team?
Team Skull?
Yeah. I don't know if you played the demo
I sent the review.
But yeah, Team Skull is literally like they're dressed up in like those stupid black bodysuits with a skeleton.
Not trying to promote or nothing, but if you went over there to that fandomnight.com and got that there Legacy of Gaming podcast, you could hear about that Pokemon game.
Phil, yeah, because I did a review on it.
On the demo.
Self-promote?
Well, yes, on the demo.
I wouldn't know if it was so much as shamelessly self-promoted. It was probably a little bit of shame in the fact that FandomNight.com, if you went there, and I'm not trying to promote FandomNight.com, but if you did happen to have nothing to do, FandomNight.com, you could go to this place called FandomNight.com, and there's podcasts at FandomNight.com, and from there, you could access all kinds of material for when you're bored at FandomNight.com.
Yeah, because there's a wrestling podcast that we do.
Jabba Wrestling Corner.
And there's also a video game podcast we do.
At FandomNight.com.
And there's also what we refer to as What's Up Fandom Night, where we talk random shit and I send in movie reviews.
That's at FandomNight.com.
And then there's also Pages of Fandom, where Bill likes to talk comic books and manga and shit, sometimes with the guys.
Yep, FandomNight.com.
And then, of course, there's this podcast, which has finally been updated from, should be, depending upon when our disembodied voice gets around to it. But let me double-check my podcast app here. Let's see.
You could also go to FandomNight.com.
Let's see. Sent our review. The last we stopped was at 2000. So everybody watching this off the YouTube, you are way the fuck ahead of everybody off the podcast. But we're working on remedying that.
Wait, are we even in the Kamen Rider in the podcast?
No, not yet. But today I did. I cut the podcast up to episode 37 today. And a lot of our newer episodes, like when we talk about the movie and stuff like that, they've been cut in. So the podcast is, for the most part, current when we talk about stuff. But as for the reviews, they are way behind.
Yeah. Yeah, we still have to finish up the rest of the costumes getting posted, and the movie reviews getting posted, and the toys and shit being posted.
And those are all posted to FandomNight.com, where you can go and...
So, if you guys haven't got the hint yet, please go to FandomNight.com.
That's FandomNight.com. Like I always spell out for anybody who watches my YouTube channel, if Sario says, for my streams on Mondays and Thursdays.
It's got to be the most shameless plugging ever done in a podcast.
Let's not forget about the FandomNight YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, for those of you that are actually listening to this.
Hell, you guys can search Fandom Night on Facebook. We got a Facebook page for
Fandom Night.
That is true. I'm just making a joke out of all this shameless plugging, but truth is, we actually do have...
Should I plug my stuff, too?
We do actually have a group page, which is just the Sentai Review, and that is on... That is on Facebook. Wait, so there's a Facebook group page.
Should we have a Twitter? I don't tweet, so.
Should I plug a?
No, we do not have a Twitter.
Oh, that
not
gets
yet.
Incredibly complicated. Because see, Greg started our Twitter, and I don't have the information to get onto that Twitter. And I mean, it's there.
You guys can tweet us,
but that's pretty much a dead stick.
Don't tweet us.
I might as well come in here and just plug a Ruxpin Bridge that me and Seth. Voice in. Also, Action Video Game Talk, which is a bit of a rarity. Bit of a rarity to be updated nowadays, but
promotion.
Yeah, we just
and
hardcore
boring the fuck out everybody.
Yeah,
so,
we certainly are. I'm sure a couple people found it funny. Next, holy shit! Look at that dude.
Yes, that's a cyborg.
I didn't say it made sense, but we just saw his insides.
Yeah,
and come on, we bought the Terminator.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the dude who's...
And the billion-dollar man.
Yeah.
And the billion-dollar woman.
Yeah, we bought into that shit, so... He looks robotic.
Maybe he's acting.
Oh, shit!
Maybe.
Ouch.
I've yet to see it yet. I can't make that
judgment.
Costume is still awesome.
Well, yeah, you're really liking his red shirt, huh?
Not that.
Oh.
You mean his red jacket with the bluish
blue
shirt?
Button up
you know who he reminds me of? Do you remember when we watched Return of the Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Not the dude, not Jimmy, but the other guy. I think he was Tony or whatever.
Oh. That's not Chinese spare ribs.
Oh, ribs.
Mr. Chinese spare ribs.
Next.
Oh, shit. So, I'm going to guess that his bike is aquatic.
I'm assuming this is an aquatic rider.
Yeah.
Just from the picture.
And not just a fencing one, but he's got his
stick. He's got a bow staff.
Yeah.
Or,
so maybe that idea I threw out about him against Atlantis might not be a bad idea after all.
I'm really digging the scarf here. If this is what it really is the yellow line with the X and then the black, if that's what that scarf is when you can actually lay it out and look at it, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I do like this. This is a really neat costume.
And then the X you can see kind of in the stomach area too.
Mm-hmm. Also curious if that X has a little something to do with pirates. Black, yellow, red.
If that's
he has something to do with the water.
Wasn't those things he was fighting kind of
He was using a rapier, wasn't he?
It seems like he uses either that or this bow staff.
Right.
Thing. I would like to say that if this is a pirate rider, that he is the best rider.
I'm trying to think back to the first picture now, because he was fighting
next.
Poseidon.
Oh, dude.
Which there he is.
Fucking
but there was also
epic.
That demon-looking guy. I'm wondering if that demon-looking guy is supposed to be like the version of
all right, Pluto. Just gotta throw out my first little, this isn't necessarily negative, Shane, but it is kind of awkward that his bow staff looks like the handlebars to my first bicycle.
Yes,
they do look like handlebars.
Yes,
yeah.
They do look like handlebars.
I don't know. The only thing I don't like about him now is that they changed the color scheme.
No, the song is in my head now.
The rest of him look fine, but it almost seems like he might be the reason you ride your bike without handlebars, because he needed them. He has to go fight beside
it. And now you said it. Now the song is in my head. I'm going to be singing that tonight.
Like I said, the fact that he
and that
changed
image
color
is
scheme,
bad as shit, dude.
Yeah.
I think we're under the impression this is an aquatic rider.
Next.
And he's always by the ocean. Have you noticed these actual pictures?
Stop.
There's this red little
There's
line.
Some beer cans underneath me. Oh, wait.
Those are mine.
Don't litter.
No shit.
Oh, wait. That was the wrong voice. That was Zordon saying don't
man,
litter.
Hopefully that isn't one of those fucking poker sticks that picks up trash.
No,
that's
Shane.
A stick.
That's his bow staff with handlebars.
It gets where that top part comes off, and there's a little blade that picks up trash on the beach.
That would be awesome.
No, now
he's not fucking Daredevil from the fucking shitty Ben Affleck movie.
Damn.
Which, to be fair, the theatrical cut sucks dick.
Oh, it's so bad.
I'm
not going to say that movie is good one way or another, but it's definitely better on the director's cut.
Yes.
I have to see this to understand what's going on.
Next. Oh, is that?
I think that's toy.
Is it artwork or the toy?
It looks like a combination of a toy drawing.
I think that's artwork.
Yeah, I think that's concept art for a toy.
It is.
Yeah, because you can look at the scarf here.
Yeah.
It's concept.
Next.
Now he has a sword.
Now that's definitely drawn.
Oh, yeah. If he pulls the handlebar off and it becomes a long rapier thing.
What if that big ass thing is nothing more than a sheath? And then he takes a sheath
that can pull out rapier.
I'm just poking.
That wouldn't be completely unreasonable because there is those things that they're basically like a stick.
Yeah, the
and
stabbers.
they use it. It's like a stick, and they fight with the stick, but then they detach the entire bottom of the stick, and they have a sword.
I'm just saying that. What if he uses that fucking bow staff sheath?
We're speculating like crazy.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen shit.
We have to go by what we're seeing on the pictures, and that is obviously a sword.
You know what I like about this show? This is so weird that I'm even about to do this about our own show, but for us, this is almost like. You know how when a movie is coming out and you don't know shit about it and you get those first couple images and all you can do is guess about how epic or stupid something might be?
Yeah,
we get to do that every week.
With the Kamen Rider.
Because we haven't seen a quarter of the shit we talk about. No, more than that,
technically
probably.
Technically speaking, we get to do this every 2 weeks.
Yes.
But
yes.
to be fair.
But it does make me wonder how many other people watch our show
and know jack and shit.
Yeah, that also know as much as we do, and then they see what we see, and then they're like, this looks pretty cool or pretty dumb, and they go check it out.
A lot of people do comment on the corrections that we do, so.
That's fine.
I think that's one of my favorite parts about this show
is people actually telling us whether we're correct
or
not.
Cause I like it when they, I want to be part of the fandom, but there's a billion things out there, and I just released the video that talked about drowning in it. So,
that's Bill's channel, Fandom with Rap Boy Bill.
Oh my god, that was not meant to be a plug. That was you. That was you. I was not plugging at this point. But
you know, I love doing callbacks to old jokes.
But yes, it is interesting that they can kind of fill me in on what I know or don't know, and then that actually makes me interested one way or another to go see, or if I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that anymore.
As of right now, I am more interested in this writer, like knowing what the show's going on, what is about,
right,
than the other ones.
You mean like if it is him against Atlantis or
does
whatever?
Does he fight fucking, you know, King Triton or Poseidon, or whoever you want to use.
Or is it just some cliche water empire enemies, you know?
Right there. I'm more interested to watch this to see what the hell is going on. Is that a giant fucking bow staff sheep?
His enemies do look pretty cool.
That becomes a sword? I mean, is he aquatic? Because we see pictures, but they're concept art.
Exactly.
We see him in the water. I could fucking put fucking the Red Ranger in the water.
Seth, don't look it up.
Aquatic.
Next.
But a lot of the pictures.
I'm also noticing he always seems to be on a beach, or there's something raining, or like his wetness.
Some water.
I'm noticing that he's around water a lot.
Next.
Stop.
Oh, see, there's a better look at that scarf. It's like a pirate flag. To me, it is, anyway. It's like his own little Jolly Roger type of look.
Yeah, I'm under that impression as well.
I will say so far, this is so minuscule, but I like his gloves so far out of all the gloves we've seen.
They're plain.
Yeah. Sometimes it's simple is better.
I also think it might be the fact that they're black.
It works with the suit.
Because a lot of the white gloves, they end up looking
dirty
really like...
Nasty.
Yeah, they look all dirty and nasty, which I guess if you're a hero and you always look spotless and clean, maybe you're not doing your job.
Right?
Yeah.
Plus, they're not changing from white to red to gray.
No, this one has been staying consistent with his suit.
Yes, that's true, too. Yeah. Holy
not,
shit.
He hasn't changed anything so far.
Which, that was explained to us, too, that the green gloves are some sort of weapon. But that made it almost impossible to determine what we were looking at sometimes. Because we were like, this rider has these gloves. Oh, those are green gloves. Shit.
I'm sure if we actually watched
Next.
It, we would understand. He likes to tell you to stop. Stop.
Is in it the name
yeah,
of bug.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was thinking
that. I apologize. Next.
And
oh, shit.
See, there he is again. See, I'm saying it could be a long, skinny sword.
Wait, it looks like it could detach on the very
the
right.
End, yep, yeah. At the end, I'm thinking that's the
That would be awesome if that's like, if he could just kind of pull that out and it becomes a sword, bow staff to a sword.
Legal,
it might also...
Sounds retarded.
It might have like a screwing part on it, too, to close it up. Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, this is ridiculous as it sounds, but if he doesn't want to get lethal... He can use that even though you can kill somebody with a goddamn bow staff.
Yes, it's actually a lot easier than you'd like to think.
Yeah.
It only takes like 200 pounds per square inch of pressure directed on the skull to kill a person.
So
is the
and you can swing. You can swing a small bat or like a billy club that hard.
Yeah.
Is it a different color under his little thing on the front? Because it doesn't look like the standard gray that we saw before. It looks like
under his... Oh, you mean the X part on the chest?
Yeah, it's
over
like
here?
Under the X. Yeah,
yeah
looks,
that little...
Looks like
no,
a
no,
different
no, the
shade.
Triangle above the belt.
No, I'm talking about the shirt itself under it.
Oh, the gray.
Oh.
It could be gray or silver. It could be one of the two. I think
to
it's
me it
more
looks,
gray.
To me, it looks a little different gray. Than like the... As you can see on the bottom of his
you
pants.
Know, I get
that,
you. I see
that could
it,
also
it.
Be lighting... Or maybe material. Maybe the pants are a different material. It's really hard to say here.
I get what you're getting at now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they could have used a more reflective material.
Maybe.
For the pants or whatever. I don't know. It's very hard to tell.
Right.
Next. Yeah, ooh. I think you're onto it. I think that thing unscrews and it's like a rapier.
I think, yeah. That's a sheath then. Yeah. He wields a bow staff
yeah,
sheath.
Bow staff sheath.
Rapier. That thing is awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Well, it keeps your enemies
well,
on the toes.
I was about to say, when it comes
around.
It
also allows
to
him to switch from closer combat to longer combat.
Yeah, yep. Because the pull will actually give him distance, whereas he can get up close and personal with the sword.
And poke
yep.
the shit out of
but
him.
At the same time, even if it comes down to, like, katanas or any form of sword with, you know,
throughout
a
these guys,
or a scabbard.
Throughout these guys so far, have you cared more for solid eyes or segmented eyes?
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, that actually is, because I haven't thought about that.
If it's supposed to be bug-themed, segmented.
So you kind of like, because I'm kind of there, too. I like when they kind of have the divide, like almost the honeycomb all the way down the eyes.
Solid eyes just look a little cheap, in my opinion.
Right.
Like I said, we don't know. For all we know, we're completely wrong, and this is not bug themed.
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they would really have to throw me for a loop here on that one, but I'm positive they're bugs.
And
yeah, considering the fact that most of them have had the segmented eyes
and
the antennas on almost every single
really
one of them.
This is really strange. It really is, because if you look back at the older Sentais when the Pink Ranger had the segmented eyes, it looked stupid.
Oh, it certainly
but it
did.
It works for this.
Right.
Because that helmet was like a heart shape with fucking segmented eyes. What are you trying to tell me? That you're a heart-shaped bug? Or
a ladybug?
That's not cool. But this is. Like, this works. I feel like a hypocrite.
You know what? I'm curious. There's something about seeing the drawings that makes me wonder if there was ever, you know... say, a manga along the lines of, say, Cyborg 009 type of style that followed the writers.
It's amazing that you've seen that.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, now I'm shooting in the dark here. If I'm not mistaken, the same guy that created 009 created the writers. I think it was the same guy.
There was something I was going to bring up, which will come up later as far as
Kamen Rider, Super Sentai, Cyborg 009, and Gonbear.
See that?
You got it. You
so,
know
yeah,
that.
He did all of those.
Yeah. That's the reason they all kind of follow a unique, specific theme, is because he had his hands in all of it. I keep saying he. Let's get his name, please.
Oh, apologies. Shotaro. Fuck, I ain't gonna get the last name. I want to say it's Ishinomori. Looks about right.
Ishinomori?
Actually, yeah, I think he's right. I think it's Ishinomori. Yeah, I was about to say you
look.
Believe
it or not, I butcher names, but I'm actually decent with Japanese names. I don't know why. Yeah. Am I right?
It's Shotaro Ishinomori.
Right. Okay, well, so let's get that name engraved
up
here because
so
he's incredibly.
There's a fucking manga.
He's incredibly.
I'm in the middle of doing.
He's incredibly important to our show.
Well, I was going to say there is something animated that I think is in.
Well,
here that
I was about to say because I have episodes, movies.
It wouldn't surprise me
there's
if
something they've... called Sick Hero Saga.
Next.
There's some chibi.
He's itty bitty.
SD Rider. Next.
Never talk about that.
I am Kamen Rider X.
He kind of has those.
Oh, those
see his eyes.
Okay.
They're solid, but they got that. They're starting that kind of.
Oh no, there is a manga.
Is that texture in there?
Yeah.
Oh, you see now that if there's the manga, that's probably an awesome manga.
Yeah, it's referred to as a sick an SIC super imaginative Chikogen.
Okay.
It's a Bandai line of metallic figures, which is based off both the Rider franchise and apparently manga series as well.
Okay. Next. Oh, shit. That toy is beast.
Is that a toy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a figure.
That is one hell of a fucking rapier.
I would put that on my shelf.
No, that's his staff.
No
issues.
But we know.
At
but
all.
We, yeah. We've got. Oh, I just. I wonder.
Dude, he would go right up there with all my others. Dude,
wonder,
he is awesome as shit.
I wonder if that thing is actually two rapiers.
He might be the coolest toy we have seen, hands
might
down.
Just have
oh,
one rapier in it.
That would explain it.
What?
This really would. The story was titled "Masked Rider X, Son of Zeus." So
shame.
That would explain why he's fighting Poseidon.
Shame. It's Christmas morning.
Okay. And I get this toy for Christmas?
It's all yours.
Well, look at that. I got so far the coolest
Hold ride. On. Let's do this better if we're going to do that. Shane, it's Christmas morning. You come over to Bill's house, and there's one of those under his tree.
I take it.
But you got to pick the right
no.
package.
Yes. Not only one do you have to pick the right package.
If you pick the wrong package, you get that yellow Zord.
Yep. You either and get the yellow
to,
Zord.
Oh, and by the way, there's a permanent display case on top of your TV, dead center on top of your TV, connected to it, and the TV cannot turn on unless the toy is displayed in that case all the time.
And
so if you pick the wrong one, Yellow Zord is on top of your TV forever.
And both of you have to play with these toys for an hour. You with the Yellow Zord and him with this.
Go take your chances.
May the odds be ever in my favor.
About to flip that coin, huh?
Oh, man. But
by the way, your odds, there's probably going to be about 30 presents under that tree. So, roll them dice, buddy. Roll them dice.
I'll be sitting on
Oh, no. Hold on. I actually think those are hers.
I would probably be sitting at that tree for a couple of hours, shaking the presents, trying to figure out what it could be.
Next!
By the way, Shane, it was a trick. That toy was in the stocking the entire
okay,
time.
Okay, see, and this is the other kind of toy.
And now it goes to a more of a white color
right.
suit.
Yeah, this is the
regardless.
This is the one that gets
say,
the
like,
clothes.
Yeah.
The one with the clothes, I'm not digging this toy. I think the other ones that had the clothes were better. But
still,
man, that last toy I just saw was
amazing.
Epic as shit.
Yeah.
This, I like the costume.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking that this white one has to be from the manga version, because I noticed that during the anime one where it's like them standing on the water, I was like, why is his suit white? I thought it was fucking gray. So I'm thinking the white suit is from the manga version.
Next.
Yeah. See, because now we're back to gray again.
And he's got a rope whip.
Okay, so he has a whip, and he has a. Unless we've been mistaking that thing for a rapier.
No, he had a rapier.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah, he had to have a rapier.
Whips don't stick out straight like that.
Next.
I'm wondering if when he takes the rapier out, the other part becomes like a whip.
Well, congratulations. I think we found the worst picture so far. This thing is unimpressive. Put the fucking helmet back on.
Not only put the helmet back on, but put your helmet back into one piece.
Oh, yeah, he's got it in multiple pieces.
If it wasn't for the fact that he's holding the pieces, I would be like, who the fuck photoshopped this? Because
yes,
that is so terrible. Look at the fucking neck. That looks like it's photoshopped as fuck.
I was just about to say, why is this photoshopped?
It's like, where the fuck did his chin go? Oh, it's been hidden underneath.
I think I just realized something.
What?
It's
this is Photoshop. That simple.
No, that's fine, but this picture might have just informed me of something very interesting.
What's that?
You know how sometimes you're like, sometimes they just kind of have weapons that appear?
Yes.
I think his weapon comes out of his belt.
Oh God.
What the
I think he somehow grabs a hold of that and it kind of manifests out of the belt. Because that handle is right there.
How long is that staff?
Won't matter if all he has to do is grab that handle, and maybe he pulls the handle out, and a beam of light shoots across
which
and forms the
weapon. Which would explain
why
it was looking more like a fucking whip in the other one. That's probably he pulled out the fucking handlebar, and the fucking pieces haven't gone completely rigid yet to form a pole.
Right, yeah. Well,
it wasn't a wreck. Wow. It wasn't a wreck. It was... Flat
he's got to work into the
yeah
the stickiness.
Yes, it's
he needs to watch. He needs to watch a couple more storylines. See if she got that pizza.
Every time she gets a pizza, he gets that stick.
She got the pizza. She got the pizza.
But did the pipes get fixed?
It really does. It makes me wonder though, because there's that handle
it
right
makes
there.
Sense. It does.
It's
make
a sense. Handle, but it's like.
Well, to be fair, this in this world...
You're talking about the same show where a guy just held his hand out and said power sword and it appeared.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the same show, but it is the same genre.
This isn't the Joker from the 1989 Batman pulling a long gun out.
But see, you're thinking it's solid. I don't think it is. I think he might just grab that handle and there's nothing attached to it and a ray of light would shoot out of the handle and form the weapon.
It makes sense because, I mean, they do it in Power Rangers all the time.
Right.
So
they really do.
From the crotch?
Not from the crotch, but...
Pink Ranger just shot arrows she never held.
Look, Scott, let me explain something to you. The same guy who made Kamen Rider made Goranger, J-A-K-Q, Battle Fever J, Danzaman, Sun Vulcan, Goggle V, Dynamon, Bioman, Change Man, Flash Man, Mask Man, Live Man, Turbo Ranger, Fireman, Five Man, Jet Man, Zuranger.
Behold his beastiness.
Dairanger, you know what I was going for there. The Go Size.
Going for Kakari?
Cock?
Kakaru Ranger. I know I fucked that up. O-Ranger, Car Ranger, Mega Ranger, Five,
Seth,
Time Ranger.
Seth,
like,
just to save you some time, he
all
created
of them.
All of it.
I'm curious.
Dio Kuga was him. The
awesome.
Shitty one that's running right now was him.
So he still has his hands in the stuff today?
He still has his hands in it.
We all make mistakes in life.
That is awesome.
And, The new one? The new Centauri. Oh. he's running out of ideas.
Here's the problem, though. I think that was just for Super Sentai, though, because apparently he died in 98. So I take that back.
That was you.
If he died in 98, that means the last one he did was Mega Ranger. So from Giga Man on. Yeah.
Man's been dead for a while.
Right. Okay. But that's exactly what I was getting at. Like, I don't, because I was going to say, I don't think.
Yeah, so, no.
Well, this toy is cool, by the way.
Yeah, the figure. Because
I remember there was a post on Facebook years ago where it showed, like, the 009 android or robot, and it was kind of crying. And I remember his name on it, so that's what I mean. That's the reason I remembered that he had his hands in so much of this stuff.
Those are actually cyborgs.
Yeah, right. So like I said, in the title. Mega Ranger was do they have kids the last ever? One, but still.
Because they can. They're not androids or artificial
humans.
They're
cyborgs.
Oh, wait, I guess androids can have kids.
You don't worry about it.
Anyway,
don't view that plot hole. All right, this toy, now more than ever, I believe it is aquatic. Those are propellers so he can move in the water.
Yeah.
What purpose do they serve on land?
Hopefully that cloth is airtight.
Hey.
Maybe that would
explain. Maybe he just breathed underwater.
Well, I was about to say, that would probably explain why the mouth.
No, I don't even mean the mouth.
Well, I'm just saying
he's cybernetic.
True. Yeah, that's true.
But to be fair, even if he can't breathe underwater, he pulls a magical light stick out of his pelvis. He can do
it. See, it's on the toy, too. It's right there.
Yeah. We figured out we figured out what the weapon is and everything. But I'm under the impression that this guy...
If we can accept Adapt-A-Hand...
We can accept... I'm willing to accept...
I don't think everyone accepts Adapt-A-Hand from Goodwill Ranger.
It's kind of
true.
Look,
Nick did not accept Adapt-A-Hand, but
who gives
a fuck about his
opinion?
He was really mad about that.
He was really mad about that Adapt-A-Hand.
Adapt-A-Hand is the sweetest fucking thing ever, so screw his opinion. His opinion is wrong.
Oh,
the only time your opinion
can
be wrong is if you think Adapt-A-Hand sucks.
Look at that.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
He would make such an epic fucking manga.
It would. You remind me?
Oh, shit. The way that the mask looks in the black and white, it almost looks more like a fucking skull.
Well, not completely, just a little bit. You have to modify him a little. If I'm just like looking around and I just happen to see this picture, kind of reminds me of Kasher and Sin in small details.
I think that Kasher and owes a lot of itself to this kind of stuff, to be fair.
I would probably agree with you. I mean, he's not human.
He kind of owes. I think he owes. He owes some of his heritage to like
a many different genres. Yeah, many different genres of stuff. I mean, not just Kamen Rider, but like
he kind of falls into the same category with these.
Yeah.
Like Sentai and Cyborg 009 and all that. They kind of fall into one big.
No, I still haven't seen Kasher and Sim.
An android Kakaider.
Cyborg? Cyborg? No cyborg?
Android Kakaider.
Cyborg? Kakaider?
What? Why do you keep saying...
Just to fuck with you. Android, cyborgs, we've been on this fight all night.
Look,
it's a robot. Next.
It's a robot.
Next.
And we're back.
We're done with the solo picks.
This dude was awesome.
And that dude took almost an hour.
It's fine. He only had one bad picture.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I'm just kind of glad there's only the one guy. Team ups. Yeah.
You're definitely aquatic, man. Those guys don't have propeller cycles. I mean, that serves no purpose on land, as far as I know. What are you going to do, fucking blow dirt in their face? Ooh.
Next.
Oh, you are so much cooler than them. You have no idea. Look at, oh my God. God, they are so...
So you're cussing out the first and the second rider.
And now the third one.
Yeah, I think this guy's way better than them. On the looks department, anyway.
Is that the first and second? I thought that was one and three.
The previous one was the first and second riders. This one's the V3 and...
Yeah, I think that's 1, 3, and...
Oh, yeah, 1-3, and technically he'd be 5 now. Because Goodwill Rider is 4.
Well, he's X.
X.
For whatever it,
yeah,
whatever purpose that serves.
He's obviously not 10. So.
Next.
And,
oh, shit.
There
there's all of them.
See, he's still around.
Oh, right, in this picture, but I'm positive that somebody had told me that he dies in the comments.
Give me a minute.
Good,
I can look that
Goodwill
up.
Goodwill Rider's here.
Because I know somebody commented saying that the pirate Red Sentai killed
Let's
a bunch
see.
Of riders.
We got 1, 2 wears red. That's right.
Yep.
1, okay, so this is 1, 2, X3, Goodwill.
Bill, never fear. Goodwill is here.
Well, if he brought his Adapt-A-Hand, we're in business.
If he brought the Adapt-A-Hand, it's no troubles. If he didn't, oh boy, are we fucked.
Just look at him compared to everybody else. Obviously,
and they all want fist bumps.
Well, I will fist bump the guy in the middle. Obviously, yeah, fucking right, dude. You're awesome.
As I have heard said before, one of these things is not like the other.
Can you guess what doesn't belong here?
He's very standout.
Oh, God, look at him.
Next.
His costume is...
Oh, shit. Whoa,
yeah,
shit.
Remember when I was trying to mention an animated...
This I would not be into. I'm sorry.
I have a feeling that
sometimes this rough old animation is exactly what it is. Rough old animation.
I have a feeling that it's just awful. Like, if we watch it...
I don't know. I was kind of a fan of... Shin-chan, so I mean, I might enjoy the style of animation.
I'm not saying that that's where I'm going. It's just that some old shows are old shows.
They don't stand the test of time.
Like for us here in America, watch that old 1960s Spider-Man cartoon, and then
no,
I'm
not watching that. Just like I'm not watching Spider-Man and his Super Friends. No, fuck you.
Yes.
It was his amazing friends. They killed him in the Spider-Verse.
Don't remind me.
They literally killed
him. They killed him, Iceman, and Firestorm.
That's right. Because they were too they were too innocent.
Firestorm?
Yeah. They were too innocent to deal with him. When Moreland came in there and started wrecking, they were very 1980s, the good guy always wins. Innocent, happy days, no drama, superheroes.
The only thing left living was the dog whimpering at Firestar,
yep.
Dead.
He ran through those. He ran
and
through them.
And that is why
nothing.
I hate that.
That is why it's awesome. I mean, they killed a lot of Spider-Man. No, I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about Spider-Man or the Iceman. Firestar.
It is amazing. It is amazing. They killed the Iron Spider-Man. From Civil War, it was a version that never left Iron Man's team. He stayed with Iron Man. Well, he's dead. They killed a couple of 2099 Spider-Men. It was outrageous. As I went through that book, I was like, oh, that guy's dead. Oh, that guy's dead. Oh, that guy's dead. Oh, that guy's dead. They killed Spider-Man Fan 5. Spider-Man Fan 5 is a Spider-Man that teamed up with the Fantastic Four.
And stayed with him.
Like, the very first books of Spider-Man, he went to the Fantastic Four and said, I'm here to sign up.
Wasn't that like...
And they were like, get the fuck out of here.
One of the early, like, what-ifs had him teaming with the Fantastic Four.
He's teamed up with them multiple times.
No,
but
as in trying to stay with them. So.
He took their place.
Yeah.
For a while, he was one of the Fantastic Four. It was him, Ghost Rider, Wolverine, and Hulk.
Didn't he join their team when Johnny died?
Yeah. That's true, too. When Johnny died, he became a member. That's where he got the white Spider-Man suit.
Yeah.
But Fan 5 is different. The very first time that he ever went to the Fantastic Four, he said, I'm here to join. And they were like, nope. And then there was, you know, comic books and verses and yada yada, and he went on his way. But in their universe, he did join, and they became the Fantastic Five.
Yeah, this is reminding me of that What If I Read.
And he got killed.
Well, I have two questions. One, did they kill Bagman?
No, because Bagman is 616 Spider-Man.
Okay. And then two, apparently somebody in the comments, they said, oh, when you get to X and Amazon, I discovered two unused costume designs for X. One was apparently had sky blue spandex, and the other was full silver. I think we hit the full silver, but I don't know about the
I didn't see a sky blue spandex, and I'm kind of happy we didn't, to be fair.
Yeah.
That
would have
been probably awful.
Next.
But I'm still trying to figure out if death or not.
Ginyu Force?
Well, he's got his hand.
Oh, he's got the
Oh, God damn it, Noel.
The thing.
I'm sorry, I'm still reading comments, and one of our rail fans said the... Anyway. The Dolfo hand instead of the Adapta hand.
What was it? What'd he say?
Oh, no.
Our rail fan said the Dolfo hand
instead
of the Adapta hand.
It gives you the power of the Dolf.
Well, then nothing can stop you.
It's true.
You are invincible forever.
You just be your own superhero team.
So, like, I'm looking at this picture right here, and obviously they've got a very Ginyu Force thing going on right here.
Yes.
Well, look where the coolest one of them all is. He's in the middle, which makes him Captain Ginyu. Just want to know that.
I suppose. Next.
Awesome.
What's this make him?
One of the popular cheerleaders?
But then why is the ride man riding on the Aqua?
Get off of his bike.
Right.
Go get he gets a good bike.
Hey, wait
bike.
A second. They're on the wrong bikes.
Yeah.
Look, that's ride man's bike right there because he has the Raditz cycle.
Yeah.
Get off of his cycle, dude. Just because you have an Adapto hand don't make you cool.
Shouldn't Rider 2 be standing up since he actually could not ride a motorcycle?
Technically speaking, yes. It should be him and Goodwill Rider.
But that's Goodwill Rider's bike, isn't it?
No. The guy in the middle? That bike is...
That's the
aquatic bike.
Right.
The bike on the right is the ride man's bike.
No, that was V3's bike. Because Rideman, we made jokes about how he doesn't even get a
good bike.
Oh, yeah,
it was a normal-looking bike. Yeah.
He gets a normal-ass bike.
Yeah, he has just a normal-ass dirt bike.
Yeah, it was.
So, like I said, it should be
Rideman them
two, yes.
So should be one of the guys up there, and V2 should be up there, because technically, in realistic terms, he couldn't ride a bike. He didn't have a license.
Yeah.
His stuntman did.
Right. So those two should be the ones on top of this pyramid here.
And the motherfucker needs to get off the other motherfucker's bike.
Damn, he's hating. He just wants to feel the water between his legs. That's weird. Water power.
Yeah, you probably regret saying that the second it left your mouth. You're like,
No, I actually regret nothing, Shane.
Okay.
Regret nothing, okay.
Regret nothing.
No, okay. What you were reading comment-wise, Bill, was somebody put down spoilers that I think the reason for V3 was that Riders 1 and 2, quote, died.
Okay.
What they're saying.
Yeah, but then, like he said, they show back up.
Well,
too.
No. That's exactly what I'm saying. Is that's in quotes. They supposedly died while taking down Turtle Bazooka, only to be revealed later that they went off to various countries to take down other branches.
And to be fair, Bill, we've seen that.
So
not
okay,
death so yes. wise, but
let's just say
I think that's what you were reading.
Somebody dies. In this series, maybe we should add Metal Gear quotes.
Yeah.
No.
Except for, like, three people in Metal Gear that actually have died.
Like?
Big Boss.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
He didn't die to the very end.
He showed back up in Part 4 and then only died because he killed himself, and I'm still not willing to believe he's dead.
The actual Big Boss dies at the very beginning of Metal Gear Solid 5, and then the asshole who's meant to replace him becomes Big
doesn't.
Boss. I could have sworn that's what happened.
No.
You need to play that game.
I don't want
to...
Spoiler alert! Anybody that doesn't want to know about what was really going on in Metal Gear Solid 5 should not listen to this next part. Skip ahead real quick. What happened was the dude that helps you out of the hospital at the start of the game.
Yeah, that's Big Boss.
That's Big Boss. He doesn't die.
I thought
they
he did.
Brainwash you to make you believe you're Big Boss to take his place while he goes to deal with something
according
else.
According to what Nick said.
Okay.
According to what Nick told me, one of the guys,
which is another reason why he was not played by David Hayter.
Yeah.
One of the guys in the helicopter when you went back to Mother Base and it got shot down. One of those guys survived, and they brainwashed him for him to believe that he is Big Boss, while Big Boss went into hiding.
Mm-hmm. Because he's also prepping for what's going to happen for Metal Gear.
Technically, you play as some guy.
Yeah, as some guy.
Some guy.
Who's supposed to be thinking that he's Big Boss.
And
he's
not. Cannot be voiced by David Hayter. Now, anybody that wants to argue that, remember this. The reason David Hayter plays all the other Snakes is because they're clones. They have the same vocal cords. But then we also have to ask the question why he was not Solidus.
Or Liquid.
Or Liquid. Maybe he had
dominant the
voice genes,
or the scientist. Is it Acid?
Nope, because Acid was a brainwash guy too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If he had dominant genes, he could voice Liquid. Remember, Solid Snake.
But that's exactly what I mean. He's dominant vocal genes, because Liquid was the dominant clone.
Yes, he was.
Yep.
And then they throw you off by giving him blonde hair, and then I have to argue with Jeremy for half of my fucking life, because blonde hair is not a dominant gene.
He got the dominant genes.
Yes.
Yeah. He is the dominant clone.
And that's the reason he's
recessive,
not played by David, though.
Recessive genes is actually red hair.
The reason he's not played by David, though, is because that guy never was Snake.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not dead. He goes into hiding because he shows back up in Metal Gear 1.
Well, I could have sworn that because he was the one fucking driving the ambulance and shit, I could have sworn that they do the thing where he picks up the hand and the dude is dead, and he's like, oh, well, like the hand falls, and he looks at him, he's like,
can't
oh, he's
dead,
and fucking walks away.
He's in Metal Gear 1 and even shows up in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
And you kill him in Metal Gear 1. You kill him in Metal Gear 1 and Metal Gear 2 and watch him die in 5, and he still shows up in 4.
Big Boss can't die.
Big Boss.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's the part that confused me, is I figured that Big Boss became the
brainwashed
fuck. And you kill
Gray Fox. You kill Gray Fox.
He comes back.
Yeah.
And then you also kill...
Yeah, you kill Gray Fox, and then he comes back to fight you in a minefield. Snake.
And then also, aside from that, you kill in the very first game. There's another person that dies who's on your team. He becomes the robot ninja of Metal Gear 2.
Yep,
Olga.
No, there's a robot ninja in Metal Gear 2.
For some reason,
yeah.
And he was one of your buddies from Metal Gear 1.
Yeah.
When people die in Metal Gear, they don't
just put quotations around.
They
them.
Don't actually.
What
die.
About what about the chick sniper?
Sniper Wolf is dead. I don't know. Crying Wolf? I don't know.
But Crying Wolf is a take on her, but it's mm-hmm. not her.
No. Sniper Wolf did actually die.
Okay, yeah, because that was one I was going to bring up.
Now, we watch Sniper Wolf die.
Just like Vulcan.
Most of the villains...
Villains die.
Like, how do I put this... Most of the lackey villains die.
Like Psycho Mantis.
But then you can't even put that down, because Psycho Mantis is still around as late as Metal Gear Solid 4, and he was dead.
Well, his psychic powers resonated with Screaming Mantis.
Right, which kept him around.
Am I right? Yeah, Screaming Mantis.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yes.
But and, at the same time, Psycho Mantis' powers also resonated both with Vulgan, who is dead. Because he's the fire guy in 5. And then at the same time, they also resonated with Eli, who just so happens to be Liquid.
I was a little shocked that the man on fire was Vulgan. Should have seen it because of what he was wearing.
I wasn't shocked when they revealed it, but I could have sworn that he was actually going to be somebody the fuck else. I thought he was going to be the dude with the jetpack.
See... To be fair, that was ruined for me.
Yeah.
And because Nick said, look at his clothes.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So I took a better look, and I'm like...
I know all about it.
Oh, my God. That's what Vulcan was fucking wearing. It's Vulcan.
Yep.
And I already knew that the kid was Psycho Mantis as a kid. I already knew that.
Yeah.
Right, but that's obvious. That's exactly what I'm getting at, is a lot of these things, man, you say somebody died, holy quote. Bring out them quotation marks.
Yeah.
But...
Bill.
Stop looking at the Goodwill man.
Goodwill
you don't need to go
Rider!
Into eyeballs.
So quick.
Fucking pixelated as shit.
Yeah.
Next.
I'm amazed your ass didn't fucking zoom in until there was only a pixel left.
I think we're done.
Okay, we have so we seen get to these riders.
So we get around to the score for Kamen Rider X.
I think Bill should start this off.
Oh, man.
Excellent. Oh, man. I don't know what that is, but oh, man is what he gives you. Anything
I'm lower? Loving his color scheme. I really like his weapon. His scarf is neat. He might have the best scarf, actually, so far.
So far, yeah.
So far we've had, like, a red scarf, a yellow scarf. Kind of weak.
The best bite, too.
Ooh, I don't know. Raditz cycle is pretty neat.
Oh, that's awesome.
If I could see the bike work,
we have to watch the show.
That would be different.
For all we know, just because this guy looks cool, we're like, oh my god, he sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, because we've done that in the past, too. Be like, these guys look awesome. And then it comes to the show, and it's like, what the fuck?
I know I'm also not supposed to grade on the concept of, like, enemies. But
if it's against Atlantis and
No, it's not against Atlantis. He's fighting against a group, from what I read, that they're called God, G-O-D.
Yeah.
Now, however, from this, since it's the manga, no idea because I didn't read that far into it.
Maybe it's just the atmosphere you're
looking at. Or at least from the wiki.
But see, okay, as ridiculous as it might sound, sometimes your enemies make your hero, and what I'm looking at when I look at this dude is that we got a lot of cool fighting stuff in this one. And the other ones that we've had, they were just kind of standing. Or like throwing a beak guy. Like a bird dude. And that's kind of cool. But this dude seems like he's on a completely different level. And that makes him seem cooler. And it makes his costume seem cooler because he seems cooler. So I might be at like a 4.5. I don't want to give away a 5 yet, but this dude is pretty sweet. And I don't think I gave a 5 to the first guy. I really don't think I did.
I don't know. We'd have to go back and listen.
I don't think so. I don't think we've actually given out any 5s for Kamen Riders yet.
Yeah, I don't think any of the writers have. Yeah, I think he's right. No, I take that back. We gave out 5s for Adapt-A-Hand. That's the only 5s we've thrown out so far.
Well, for actual person.
But for the actual people, no, I don't think we have.
For actual person, not utility. I've been fighting myself between a 4.5 and a 5. So allow me to give him a 5.
Okay.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah, I'm giving him a 4.5. He's pretty fucking sweet.
This one's so
like hard. I said, the mask was the only thing throwing me, but like the more I've read up on him and like learned into it while we were all talking suits, while you guys were talking suits, yeah, he definitely looks pretty fucking awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, we didn't get the sky blue suit, so he might actually look retarded in that, but who fucking
might have
knows?
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, he might have dodged a hardcore bullet with that.
I'm just going to go with a 4.
All right.
It's fine. This guy got...
Actually, no, then I'm pretty sure that would fucking balance out. I mean, yeah, 4.5.
4.5.
He's a 4.5.
You were 4. Damn near 5. Perfect.
So, yeah.
So
I'm guessing that out of the writers...
the highest rated.
Kamen Rider
so
X.
Far, he's guaranteed to show up in the complete countdown.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah, that was... We're done here?
Yeah, that's it for this Kamen Rider. Unless you want to plug some more stuff.
Shameless plugs. Unplug them.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.